From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama and his Chinese counterpart have agreed to increase cooperation on financial policies and clean energy. Mr. Obama is on the second day of his visit to China. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
Standing next to President Hu Jintao in Beijing's Great Hall of the People, President Obama said that the U.S. and China would seek a comprehensive climate change deal in Copenhagen that would take effect immediately and not be some political compromise. President Obama said that he also told his hosts that Americans believed in certain fundamental human rights.
We do not believe these principles are unique to America, but rather they are universal rights and that they should be available to all peoples, to all ethnic and religious minorities.
President Hu, by contrast, said the two sides had pledged not to meddle in each other's internal affairs. Neither leader took any questions from the media. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
German authorities have arrested two African militia leaders whom they suspect have committed crimes against humanity in Congo. The suspects are from Rwanda and run a militant group of ethnic Hutus just across the border in Congo. German police say militia chief Inyas Murwanashyaka and his deputy, Stratton Musini, are suspected of hundreds of murders, rapes, burning of villages, and forcing children into warfare. Murwanashyaka has reportedly lived in Germany for a number of years. The astronauts aboard Space Shuttle Atlantis are getting ready for tomorrow's rendezvous with the International Space Station. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports.
The six astronauts on board Atlantis started their first full day in orbit with a long list of chores to get done. One major task? Inspecting the heat shield for any possible damage that might have occurred during launch. That's just a routine precaution. When Atlantis blasted off yesterday from its launch pad in Florida, NASA experts saw a few small pieces of insulating foam fall off its fuel tank. But because of the timing of this foam loss, the flying bits of debris are not expected to have caused any problems. The astronauts' agenda for the day included other jobs, like checking out spacesuits and making preparations to dock with the space station on Wednesday. Atlantis will be delivering about 14 tons of critical spare parts up to the orbiting outpost before coming home after Thanksgiving. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
Congressional candidate Doug Hoffman has withdrawn his concession in the special election for New York's 23rd district. Hoffman, the Conservative Party candidate, lost to Democrat Bill Owens by more than 3,000 votes. Owens has been sworn into office. Hoffman's campaign says New York election officials are still counting more than 10,000 remaining absentee and paper ballots. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are down 24 points at 10,382. The Nasdaq is down 6 points. It's at 2,191. This is NPR News. Senators are expected to vote today on whether to end a filibuster of President Obama's first judicial nominee. Republican senators have blocked U.S. District Judge David Hamilton's nomination to the Federal Appeals Court. Some Republican senators don't like one of Hamilton's rulings. He had blocked the Indiana House of Representatives from opening business with prayer from elected officials that mention Jesus Christ. Former vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin has launched a publicity tour for her new memoir while sidestepping questions about her political ambitions. NPR's Martin Costi reports.
Palin's book tour certainly looks a little bit like a political campaign, with a series of high-profile TV interviews and a bus tour through the South and some Midwestern swing states. On the Oprah Winfrey Show, Palin said the 2012 presidential race is not on her radar screen, but then she seemed to hint that it was.
My dad's quote, I think, it sums it up better, perhaps, than I'm summing up. He says, she's not retreating, she's reloading.
Reloading.
Yes.
Palin's book also settled some scores with members of John McCain's campaign staff. She says some of them tried to control her to the point of telling her what she should eat. Martin Costi, NPR News.
Spain's prime minister says the crew of a Spanish fishing ship held captive by pirates has been freed. The trawler was off the coast of Somalia, and 36 crew members aboard had been held for 6 weeks. One of the pirates says Spanish authorities paid a ransom of more than $3 million. Spain's prime minister says his country did only what it had to do. He reports that the crew of the Spanish fishing trawler is in good health. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, from Washington.